All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin has been broken over our lives. And Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise and we magnify your name today. Lord, you're good and your mercy endure forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endure forever. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, to the Alpha and to the Omega. You are the Almighty God, and I praise and I magnify your name, Lord. Lord, you are great and you're greatly to be praised. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, oh God. We thank you for the blood that was shed for the remissions of our sins. And we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. The power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, we shout hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we praise and we magnify your name. Lord, you're good and you're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all honor. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord God, for binding the strong men over this region, over this area, Lord God. We bind the strong men of oppression and depression in the spirit of heaviness. We bind the strong men and we cut and sever the cords and send your angels to the top of the thrones to dismantle the high places in the name of Yeshua. Lord, release your healing power, your healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you, Lord God, for healing lung cancer. God, I thank you for healing liver cancer. I thank you, Lord God, for healing kidney cancer. I thank you for destroying those kidney stones being dissolved right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing every form of arthritis in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing inflammation in the lower left leg. Inflammation, go down now in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you for healing sciatic nerve pain. Sciatic nerve pain being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for your healing power. God, I thank you for surging in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for healing scoliosis. God, I thank you for scoliosis being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing that spine even right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for healing that broken wrist. I thank you for healing the broken wrist right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you for healing tendonitis in the shoulders, tendonitis, arthritis being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you for that. Yes, Lord, I bless you. Hallelujah. God, I thank you for the mortgage being paid in full. I thank you for student loan debt being canceled and paid for in full. In the name of Yeshua, I thank you for that manifestation of the miracle, Lord. Oh, God, we need you to do some things because, God, you're good and, Lord, you're great. And, Father, I ask that your blessing would be upon this teaching today. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to meet you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God, and God is good. God is great. And he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy of all glory. He's worthy of all honor. I'm just thankful. Thankful for every opportunity that I have to be on the airways to share the gospel with you. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something I say, pray, get on your knees, seek the face of God, and allow the Holy Spirit of God to minister to you, to speak to you, to show you. This is the Word. And this is just the Word. Saints, Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah's imminent. His return is imminent. He's coming back. Whew. And we need God. We're living in the last days. We need more of God's presence and power. God, saints, I want to see God move. I want to see God show up in a way that we have never, ever imagined. We've read about it in the scriptures, but I want to see God do it again. I want to see God show up in the service, show up on the street corners, to where people will begin to cry out like they did in the days of Charles Finney and Jonathan Edwards, that they experienced the presence and the power of God so it's so great and so mighty that it could not be denied that they had a visitation from God. We need more of God in our lives. You know, the Lord has been dealing with me, and we've been in this series called The Temptation and Spiritual Warfare, and when we were in 2 Timothy chapter 3 last week, so we're going to be going back there again, because when you hear me say that we're living in the last days and we're living in perilous times, the scripture declared it back when Paul wrote the epistles. Oh, man, when you see what is taking place, we have to open our eyes and acknowledge and say, yeah, we need revival. And I've heard preachers say, no, we don't need revival. We're fine. No, we need revival because we've gone astray. We've allowed the enemy to divert our attention off of our mandates and our mission, which is to preach the gospel of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, to preach a Christ-centered gospel, to preach a gospel that the Holy Spirit would bring people into a closer relationship and a walk with him, that we're conformed to the image of Christ, not to the image of a denomination or a popular radio preacher. And a lot of it is just noise with no unction, with no power, no authority. You know, people love when their flesh is preached to, but when you get down into the joints and the marrow and things begin to be exposed and the things in the strongholds, which is all by the Holy Spirit of God, we can't convert not one person. We can't convict not one person. What we have to do is get into a place that we have a relationship with Christ through the secret place, that when God moves on us to speak or to pray, that the presence and the power of God is manifested, that the life is shaken, that the life is changed, and that people begin to pursue a relationship with Christ, not a relationship with you, but a relationship with Christ. You know, saints, I've been on the radio for 19 years, and it's all been by God's faith and God's favor. And I sit back and I look and I think, wow, God, you've really done this, and you've had me on the airwaves. And I'm sure there's been a few lives that have been changed in 19 years. But, when I got in, when I finally embraced the call and accepted the call, it was never to be in it for the money. And there are times to where I get frustrated and I'm like, Lord, we're not bringing in millions of dollars. We're not bringing in thousands of dollars a week. They have a few faithful people that God would move on their heart occasionally to bless the radio ministry. And that's why we're still on the air. You know, like I said, we're not bringing in $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a week, $100,000 a month, $1 million a year. We are nowhere near that. And I sit back and I have to laugh because I say, God, you wanted me on the air and you've made a way. And to all of those people who have given, past, present, and even in the future, may God do something special for you this week at the conclusion of this broadcast. May God release a miracle into your life and a thank you from Father God for being obedient when you were obedient. But realizing the fact that my job is to equip you and to prepare you for the spiritual conflict and the end times and the things that were taking place. That's why Straight From His Word is here on the radio. That's why I'm still here. There's been many times I wanted to walk away and say, God, you know, if the money's not there, I'm not doing it. I'm done. Because it's your work. You know, my name is on the paperwork, but that's about it. That's why we call it Straight From His Word. It's not Dr. Dermody LaVille Ministries. Even when I was pastoring, the Lord did not allow me to have my name, because it's his name to be glorified. It's his name to be exalted among the heathen, so that when people look and they see and hear, they're not looking to me, a human vessel, but my job is to point them to Christ. And it's my desire to see every individual walking in relationship with Christ, walking in authority, you know, equipping the saints so that you know how to wage war. When the enemy shows up, you know how to say, no, devil, not today. So that's what it's about. And that's why I'm here. and realizing that Paul, they prophesied that there was going to be a coming apostasy in verse number 1 in 2 Timothy 3, verse number 1, for those of you that are tuning in. It says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Can we be in agreement that we're living in perilous times? Somebody say amen out there. No, somebody got to see. Yeah, it's getting rough. It's not even safe. Kids are not safe in schools. It's not safe to go into grocery stores. It's not even safe to drive down the road. You basically got, you know, you there's an expectation. You can't even, you're not even safe if you're going to a restaurant to have a nice meal. You have to be ready for something to pop off at any point, any time, and be ready to respond and react to save the life, your life and the life of your family or whoever that you're with at that point in time. And part of the problem is we have sacrificed our children. And we've been given over to idol worship in the United States of America. And you've heard me say, be careful who you vote for. And I'm trying to get you to understand. And you know what, maybe I'm just going to have to go through and do a teaching sometimes and recognizing the fact that your political leaders, that's what got Israel in trouble with God, were the evil and wicked kings and led them into idol worship. Their policies, this is okay. We will tolerate this. And we have that taking place right now in the United States of America where we're tolerating it. We're promoting ungodliness that God says is an abomination. We're tolerating things that will say, yeah, it's okay to kill your baby even up to the last week, even up to the moment of delivery. They're saying it's okay. How? My son said this to me. He says, Dad, how can anyone call themselves a Christian and support any policy or any politician that supports murder or abortion, even at the moment of birth? How can you justify that? You see, that's a sacrifice unto Moloch. It's demonic. It's evil. And to not be disturbed by it. As a believer, there's something wrong. So we need to make a shift and an adjustment in how we look and how we perceive things. And use the Bible, the Word of God. You know, you're not a fanatic. This is just what the Word of God says. This is real teaching here. He says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Do you see this happening today? Do you see these characteristics? Do you see these things manifesting in our daily news, in our reality television shows? Do we see this? He says, without natural affection. Divorce rates are up. Children are being rejected and abandoned by their mothers and by their fathers. It is increasing. Men are going after men and women are going after women. And do you see that? Do you see it? Truth breakers. False accusers. Oh, my God. Incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power therefrom, such turn away. So wait a minute now. When you look at that right there, he's addressing and talking about you're going to see this stuff manifesting in believers' lives in the church, in the body of Christ. So my question is, saints, do we see this stuff happening and manifesting in our lives and in the church, in the body of Christ? And I'm going to probably, if we're being honest, we're going to say, yeah, we see it, Dr. D, we see it. We see it happening. We see it manifesting in the body of Christ. He says, look at this, having a form of godliness, but denying the power there from such turn away. So he's addressing with stuff that we're going to see not in the world, but this stuff is going to be manifesting in the church, in the body of Christ. It's going to become evident. My God, there's some stuff going on that should not be going on in the church, in the body of Christ. Literally, he says, this is what you're going to see.
This is going to be an indicator and a sign that we're living in the last days and that we're living in perilous times. He says, these are the things that you're going to see. And you're seeing it. We're living it. We are experiencing this right now in the body of Christ. He says, for some sorts, look at this. Oh, my God, saints. Sometimes I just got to take a minute and shake my head. Because he says, for this sort of they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins and led away with various lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so did these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as it also was. It says this is what you're going to see. You're going to see a great spirit of deception. We've been dealing and talking about spiritual warfare. This spiritual conflict that's taking place behind the scenes, there's going to be a manifestation to where people are going to be taken captive. The enemy is going to target women, especially in the areas of self-security, insecurity, should I say, to where they are going to be all of the movements, all of the things that are directed towards women is to take them captive. And realizing the fact that the enemy goes after the woman because the woman is the vessel that brings in the children. It was a woman who dimed him out. Satan hates women. Scripture says that there's going to be a warfare going throughout the age of time. And recognizing the fact that it was going to be the woman that would bear the Messiah. And it says, lying preachers leading captive silly women. And Paul had to go in and to defend his actions and why he was preaching and why he was teaching what he was teaching, because this is what was taking place and this is what was going on in the body of Christ then. And it has gotten worse now. This is why we need revival. He goes on to also say, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Iconium and Lystra, and what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We are not talking about the persecution that's going to come during the tribulation period. You got a lot of people that are messed up behind that. He says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which you have learned and has been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished in all good works. And those of you that know, this is my opening scripture for the radio ministry when we open up. This is what God gave us when he had us to go on the radio, and recognizing the fact that we all scripture from Genesis to Revelation gives us an understanding, a better understanding of who Father God is and how God operates and how God deals with his covenant people. We know that there's going to be an apostasy. There's going to be a falling away. Why? Because there is a spiritual warfare going on in the spiritual realm, and it has manifested over into the natural realm. And now we're seeing the actual manifestation of the lawlessness, the rebellion, the disobedience, the hatred, the unforgiveness, the bitterness, the murder, the violence, the divide that is taking place. It is a spiritual problem. We have people in our political system that are trying to fix a spiritual problem with laws, legislation. You cannot fix a spiritual problem through legislation. You cannot legislate evil. Evil has to be bound, and evil has to be cast out in the name of Yeshua. We got to call it what it is. Anytime anybody wants to go and to kill innocent children is demonic. Anytime anybody wants to take a human life and go and just go out and kill a bunch of people, that is evil. It is demonic. You got to call it what it is. They want to call it mental illness. No, they are full of the devil, and they need to be delivered and set free in the name of Jesus, the Messiah. That's why we've been equipped and given the authority in the church and the body of Christ, to where even if the church was in a place to where we were spending more time in prayer and intercession instead of our social events, a lot of these things can be averted because we have spent time in prayer. We have engaged the kingdom of darkness through prayer, supplication, and fasting, binding the strong man, engaging the strong man over these areas and over these regions, and binding the spirit of mental illness, binding the spirit of oppression, binding the spirit of murder, binding the spirit of violence in the name of Yeshua, and binding that stuff up and asking God, Lord, send your angels to grant deliverance. God, send your angels to grant healing, Lord. Let the wind of the Holy Spirit blow out all of this foolishness, all of this wickedness. God, open up our eyes that we might see what is happening, what is taking place, and how the enemy is orchestrating this, how his henchmen, his strong man, and principalities and powers are engaging in the spiritual realm, and they're directing the activities of the people. I can take you into the Old Testament. If I said all scripture is given by inspiration, not some, all of it. I can take you in the scriptures and show you that as a result of the evil kings, it led the people into rebellion and disobedience and idol worship, and it caused the judgment of God to come and to fall. We are experiencing it right now. We're seeing it. And we don't ever stop to think, say, God, could it be, Lord, that we kind of messed up Jesus? Lord, could it be? Could it be? There's judgments that God releases for idol worship and rebellion. People are all in a tizzy. I almost said something else. God help them on the radio. About abortion being overturned. It's murder. And it should break our hearts to see how we could condone the killings of innocent young babies and children. How could we as believers who profess to love God support any individual, any policy that promotes and says, yeah, we need to have this abortion, this murder. It's a child sacrifice, which the enemy loves. Saints, we need revival. We need to open up our eyes and we need to say, God, forgive us. And we need to be praying, Holy Spirit, pray through me. Lord, Holy Spirit, how can I make a difference in my city? How can I make a difference in my job? Holy Spirit, how do you want me to pray for this? And how do you want me to pray for that? It's not about getting in the streets and protesting and doing all of those things. You see, this is a battle that has to be won in the prayer closet. And I believe that when the people of God get serious and begin to spend more time praying and seeking God for wisdom and deliverance and for his power to be manifested in a greater measure, that they will experience and see revival. We will see lives change. We will see people come to Christ as never before because we need it. This is the only way that we're going to experience change is we begin to change and we begin to allow the Holy Spirit of God to say, okay, Holy Spirit, show me. Lord, Holy Spirit, show me the strongholds that I have erected in my heart. Holy Spirit, give me a greater spiritual understanding of what is taking place. Holy Spirit, let me see things from a biblical perspective instead of carnal worldview. Because we're living in the last days. The return of Yeshua, Jesus, is imminent. And Lord, I want to make sure that I'm in the place and I'm serving and I'm doing what God has called me to do, that I'm making an impact for the kingdom of God, and that I am a yielded and surrendered vessel that God can use to bring life, to bring change and deliverance, that I can speak the word of the Lord to that person that's ready to commit suicide. I can say no and bind the spirit of suicide, bind that spirit, and I come against you in the name of Yeshua and speak life to the individual that is ready to give up. Why? Because we've been commissioned to proclaim the lordship of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, because he came and died for us, and he rose again the third day, is now seated at the right hand of the Father in power and glory as our high priest. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Know that Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, is Lord, turned imminent. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Pray for your families and loved ones, that their hearts will be open to hear and receive the gospel. Remember, I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.